Chapter 15, Out of the Deep Woods.
Oh, goodness. I've lost almost all my petals.
Flower Sun's long leaf patted the top of her head.
New petals will grow back in the spring. What a wonderful adventure this is.
She stepped into Dreamflyer's pack and folded her tall, thin body once more. It was safer to be in the pack when flying against the wind. Her long leaf waved before she disappeared.
We have to do some tricky flying in this direction,
Dreamflyer warned.
Take the lead, Bongo, but stay close and keep a lookout for me so you don't get lost. Don't get lost!
His purple hair was standing straight up in the wind, but his blue glasses didn't move. I was already one wing ahead, not listening. I tried to bolt east. The wind pushed back hard, really hard. Loose sticks and twigs came at me like arrows. I need to work with the wind somehow, and not against it, I thought. My yellow crystal glowed. I heard a voice in my head saying, "Beat hard, move in quick, short lifts and dives." It was slow going, but the short up and down zigzags seemed to work. I had to focus on looking for trees sending a message about Doc and Ocarina. I never looked back for Dreamflyer, thinking he was right behind me. After a while, it felt like I was flying in circles. Everything looked the same, like I'd been there before, more than once. I landed on a branch, still thinking Dreamflyer was following behind. I looked up and down, right and left. He was nowhere in sight. Blazes! I'm lost! I said to myself in a loud voice. Don't panic. Maybe I'm not lost. Dreamflyer! Where are you? I shouted. My voice echoed back. I shouted again. Only the howling wind answered. I started to panic. Should I keep going? Dreamflyer's got the orange crystal. I should have paid better attention. Pleases, what do I do now? Crack! The wind grew strong again, bringing spark clouds in the distance. The branch under my feet began to move up and down. I turned toward the tree's trunk. My stone glowed green. The blue bark changed. I saw a map with a path outlined in blue. How will I remember this? The map's blue lines twisted and turned. Moving up and down, the branch I was on bumped me off. More like a push, really. Time to go? Thanks! I patted the tree's bark. Just then, I noticed I was green, head to toe, glowing the same color as my stone. I bolted off. One of my lifts took me higher. I saw the path of blue like on the map. At least 10 trees ahead glowed blue. My stone still glowed green, but why was I green? The blue path turned to my right. I followed more trees that glowed blue. At the last one I could see, I headed for the ground. I heard a voice shouting through the wind.
Bongo! Over here!
It was Ocarina.
Doc is hurt!
She shouted. I landed near Doc. He was leaning against the tree trunk. His wire glasses were missing. His green jacket was ripped. His left wing looked bent.
My pack! Where's my pack? My notebook is in there. All the symbols from Elderroot!
Doc spoke in a panic.
I've got your pack, Doc,
Ocarina said. She handed it over to him.
Bongo, how'd you find us? Whoa, you're green.
It was time to act. I needed to take charge. The storm was getting worse. Ocarina, wear Doc's pack on your front. I'll take the lead. Doc goes in the middle, and you follow behind. Let's cut some purple vine and tie ourselves together. The three of us will be like one body. I'll be the forewing. You'll be the hindwing. Doc can rest in the middle. First, we need to tag this tree with purple vine in case Dreamflyer comes this way. He'll know which way we went. I've got a knife in my pack.
So do I,
Ocarina said. We both started finding vine and cutting pieces. Ocarina tied a vine in the tree as a tag, and another in a nearby tree to point at our direction. Let's line up, guys. Doc, you behind me. Ocarina, you next. We all face the same direction. Tie the vine around your waist like this. I tied the vine around me and passed the end to Doc.
Okay, done,
Ocarina said. Oh, one more thing, Ocarina. Put this on. I passed my yellow crystal pendant to Doc, who passed it to her. No time to explain. The crystal will help you focus and find the right rhythm to fly against this wind. Short lifts and dives. Follow me. Remember, you are the hind wing and the tail. You steer. Ocarina put on the crystal. It sparkled a greeting. Ready? We have to lift at the same time, I said.
Ready!
She and Doc repeated at the same time. Let's beat! We lifted slowly and caught an updraft. I began the zigzagging up and down. Ocarina followed. She really was a great student of flying.
You're green. Did you know you're green?
Doc whispered in my ear. I nodded. Okay, guys. See the blue path? That glow? That's our signal. Trees are pointing the way out of the deep woods.
Fascinating,
Doc exclaimed. After a few minutes, the three of us flew like one body. The vines stayed tied. As the hind wing, Ocarina made some smooth turns.
I think we are out of the old growth,
Doc said.
Thank you, Bongo.
Hey, there you are!
Dream Flyer flew up next to us.
I saw the tags and this path of places. Bongo, you're green!
Yeah, I know. You and Flower Sun okay? Flower Sun's head peeked out of Dream Flyer's pack. She looked almost bald, but smiling. This was the first time I saw all her eyes blinking at once.
I'll take the lead, Dream Flyer said. We're close to the middle woods. We'll be at your domo in no time.